Wave of Hope, short Advent reflections from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.
Hello, my name is Wakani Chidzu. I'm an artist and a climate campaigner. This Advent, I've been honoured with a commission to create a stained glass altarpiece for St. James Church on Piccadilly. For my inspiration, I chose the Visitation, that tender moment when Mary visits her cousin Elizabeth, who is also pregnant, and from their meeting we receive the Magnificat. As I've meditated on this reading, I've been uncovering the roots of my own hope. First, the Magnificat shows us that God hears the cries of the poor and marginalized. In a world shaken by the climate crisis, where so much suffering can feel unheard and unnoticed, Mary's song reminds us that God is compassionately listening. Second, God not only listens, God acts. Elizabeth's story tells us that with God, nothing is impossible. Even when what we hope for, peace, justice, and equity, seem far away, history is full of moments when love breaks through and the impossible becomes reality, where communities come together to transform the world. And third, we are invited to be co-creators of that new world. Hope grows when we say yes to God by living in solidarity with those who are most vulnerable, in our families, in our local neighborhoods, and across global communities. The Visitation shows us that hope is born in relationship. So as we move through Advent and into Christmas, let us join the hope-filled work of love. And if you've not yet begun, perhaps this is your invitation. The Church has such a rich tradition of this work, whether through justice and peace groups, climate campaigners like those I've worked with at Operation Noah, CAFOD volunteers, those welcoming refugees, soup kitchens, and so much more. This Christmas, my hope comes from compassionate listening, from believing in God's power to do the impossible, and from trusting that together we can. When we share in this labor of hope, we too can say, "My soul magnifies the Lord."